You're listening to the All Elite Podcast, your favorite AEW fan podcast for in-depth analysis and discussions about the number one growing brand in professional wrestling today, All Elite Wrestling. This podcast is broadcast live on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch on behalf of the No Holds Barred Network. The network is your source for wrestling interviews and podcast content featuring independent wrestling and AEW. Also, make sure to hit that like button and subscribe to the channel. So sit back, relax, and interact in the live chat. Enjoy the show.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the All Elite Podcast right here in the No Holds Barred Network, your source for all wrestling podcast content and more. I am your host as always. I'm your self-proclaimed greatest host. My name is Kyle Masters, and I'm always joined by my co-host. She the EVP Giggles, the Heartbreak Chick, the Queen of the Indies, the Lady of the Light Tubes. That's Tiffany.
What's going on?
I just realized it said podcast, or I said it with an accent there just in that intro.
Oh, do you want it to be different today?
The All Elite Podcast. I'm getting that New York accent rubbed off on me.
Should we go back to No Holds Barred?
No Holds Barred Network.
No Holds Barred.
What's going on, Tiff? How are you today?
I'm good. I am fully vaccinated.
Woo! Congratulations, Tiffany. Yeah,
I can give hugs. Oh.
I'll be there by the end of the year, it looks like.
One day
I'll be there. Shit's so slow up here in Canada. I'm wearing my Sean Spears Canada shirt.
I'm hoping like one day I can go see what's it called, Kyle again. Thank you, Jackie. Yay. Yeah, like my makeup today.
Is the chef's kiss, the mwah.
Like being glittery and green today.
Jackie, I know she looked very good today. You know, the eyes, the hair. The necklace, you know, she look very nice.
Casey loves what I do with my hair curly.
Casey Cattell, friend of the show. How's it going? I've got John Perry in the Facebook chat. What's going on? John, AW was okay. Well, you know, you're entitled to your opinion. I thought it was great. It was good. It was a great show.
Hey.
Which we'll get to in a minute here, but thank you guys for tuning in. This is where myself and Tiffany, if you're new here, talk about everything in that AEW world from Dark, Elevation, Dynamite, BTE. Seems like AEW's just got a bunch of stuff now. But Tiff.
Yeah.
Do you see ratings?
Yes, for 1.1, right?
2 weeks in a row.
Isn't that crazy?
Woo!
Well, like we said last week, this is the best thing that happened. Because whether you like just one or whether you like both, it was the best thing for both brands.
Yeah,
so
pretty much.
And it gives that option, like I said, if you like both, where a lot of people do, you can watch both and not have to stress or watch two TVs at the same time because that's stressful. Yeah,
1 million for two straight weeks is looking good. This is looking very good for AEW. If they can average anywhere between 900,000, like 1.2 a week, they're going to start gaining more traction, and eventually those numbers will go up. I thought this week's Dynamite was pretty good. I mean, last week's Dynamite was very good, and it drew that 1.2. This week, we got another stellar episode of Dynamite. Gets the 1.1, you know? They did a really good job. So, I'm, you know, congratulations. We have to congrats where, you know, where we have to, and when it comes to the ratings, for sure. I mean, 1 million.
Me and Kyle don't really care about the ratings, but that's pretty cool. Into like that point.
I mean, the ratings really don't affect me because I don't. I mean, I like looking. The only thing I like doing, Tiff, is I like going to that chart and seeing where Guy's Grocery Games ends up placing every week. Because for some reason, for like the longest time, that shit was beating AEW Dynamite. And like, I understand Guy's Grocery Games. Like, yeah, you know, Guy Fieri there. He's a popular, famous food chef. Nice, gnarly, you know. Oh, wow, look at that. You know, he reminds me of someone when he talks like that. But it's people's jam because it used to kill in the ratings, Guys Grocery Games. And you ever watch that show?
Yeah, I have. Like, I don't keep up with it. It's fun.
You know, it's a legit grocery store. It's not like one they built. This is like they take over a legit grocery store and they film that crap.
That's really?
Insane. Yeah.
I thought it would be like something that they staged.
That is not a studio grocery store. That is seriously? A real grocery store. Oh, fun fact of the day for everybody
well,
there.
Well, thank you. Now I feel smart. Now I can sleep tonight.
anyways, yes, guys, this is where usually myself and Tiff talk about everything at AEW World. We like to have your fan discussions and your fan input, so thank you for joining in on the live chats, whether you're watching YouTube, Facebook, Periscope, Twitch, wherever you're watching, we can see the comments. So
we can see all the comments, we can read everything, so shout out to all you guys, share the stream, let's get more people in here, let's get chatting, I love it.
You said share the stream properly this week.
Yes.
Remember, you didn't say share the screen that one week, and I'm not sure how people are supposed to do that. I mean, you can share your own screen if you want. I mean, you can go over to your neighbor's house and be like, "Yo, do you want to borrow my screen for a bit?" You know, be that friendly neighbor. I fucking hate my neighbor. So.
Come and knock on my door.
My neighbor's gonna screw off. You ain't getting shit.
Damn, you mean?
Okay, don't talk to me about neighbors over there, Tiff.
Oh yeah, mine's fuckers. That's all pretty much. Say. Fuck.
Yeah, fuck you. What was that?
Damn, I need to upgrade. Like, look at all this shit going on behind Kyle's background right now. Like,
hey, I'm just trying to
hold behind.
We're gonna be gaming. I'm gonna at least be gaming more, guys. If you're not following our Twitch channel, that's where we're live right now with this podcast. But our Twitch channel is about to get a big overload with gaming because guess what, folks? I have purchased my first gaming computer.
I'm so happy.
It is on the way. It's going to take a couple of weeks, but it's on the way, and I'm going to do a lot more gaming stuff on this channel. Going to get us some of that Twitch revenue.
Yeah, we gotta play some Fortnite or something.
I don't think I'm going to be hardcore, though, guys. Like, don't expect me to fucking sit there and be one of those streamers that games every night and, you know, has like 5-10 hour streams. Like, that's not me. I'm not gonna put a hot tub behind me and sit in a hot tub for 18 hours like some of the streamers out there. I'm not doing hot tub streams here. No one wants to see that, A, okay? And B, like, no one has time for that. The gaming stuff's gonna be here and there. It's just, I needed an upgrade, you know? I needed some sort of better equipment to handle all that gaming stuff because me and Tiff like to play Fortnite once in a while and I can't really stream it on this laptop. Tiff can do it from her PlayStation, but we kind of want to do like more with it, so that's where that's going to come into. But yeah, that's why I got my whole background going on now, slowly improving on it. But what was I trying to get at now? Oh, that's where I was going to get at. So I was sitting there like grabbing my beer for a second. Like, I got to shave because it's not long. Like, right now, my beard is not long. When it gets to this point, it irritates me and I have to like shave and I get like the neck beard going and I got to shave that too and drives me absolutely nuts. Like, I am so sensitive with my beard. It's ridiculous. But you know what is? You know what you should be sensitive about, especially you guys out there? That's manscaping your area, you know, your balls.
Oh, boy.
I'll say it with a New York accent with Tiff. Your balls. Guys, you're going to want to clean up your junk down there. And for the month of April, we are partnered with Manscaped. Yes, Manscaped gave us a promo code, which we'll reveal after this quick commercial break. So don't let us tell you about Manscaped. Let the wonderful, the dream, Dust the Road tell you about Manscaped. Here we go. Well, I'm going to transition back because I don't know what the hell happened there. What the hell? It didn't play. Give me a sec, folks.
But it did, though.
I didn't hear it.
Oh.
I was, because we're supposed to hear it, Tiff.
Ew.
Botchamania.
Oh,
live on air, Botchamania, baby. All right, let's see if I got it. I think I got it here. So here we go. Manscaped commercial. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Kyle.
I'm Kyle.
Today's special product, Manscaped.
Are you looking like a Sasquatch around your crotch? Well, don't just take it from us. Take it from WWE Hall of Famer, Dusty Rhodes.
Listen, Daddy. If the dream knows about anything, it is man Manscaped, and I used to cruise down the boulevard with Sapphire with my balls looking like a Thanksgiving Day turkey, baby. They were so smooth and nice, and I did it by using the Lawnmower 3.0, daddy. And the best thing about it, moisture resistant, waterproof, daddy. I'm talking about my nuts used to look like a water slide, baby. Not anymore, because the hair is gone. It looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin's head. It is so nice, baby. Don't leave your downstairs looking dusty. Take it from the dream.
Nothing means nothing without Manscapes, brother. Yeah.
And now, a song from the Jobbers.
Don't run me the wrong way. I've been chafing all day. I need a Manscape. When it hurts real bad and you can smell my ass, I need a Manscaped. Don't sweat it, I need a Manscaped. Don't sweat it, I need a Manscaped.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, for the month of April, we are sponsored by Manscaped. And they gave us a nice promo code to use, and that is AEPSHAVE. You're going to save 20% at checkout, and you're going to get yourself some free shipping. I already messed up my camera here for the stupid freaking ad, man. I screw up every damn week. Anyways, what else is new here? But guys, it's time to shave your balls. Make sure you're shaving it with the Lawnmower 3.0 from Manscaped. A lot of cool things about it. It's waterproof. You got the skin-safe technology. So you're free of nicks, guaranteed. You got the LED light in case you want to shave in the dark. Because, you know, like, I'm not going to judge. People want to shave in the dark. People want to shave in the dark. You know, I'm going to let them shave in the dark. And the ergonomic design, the grip on it, you're not going to drop it. You know, you're not going to accidentally, you know, drop in and hit your cylinder down there. So, ladies and gentlemen, use that code use AEP Shave on checkout at manscaped.com to save 20% with free shipping as well.
Bill said, now you can shave in the hot tub.
Will work in my head. Do not use it on your face. Do not put it on your head. You don't want to put your balls on your face or your head.
Oh,
it's
my
only
God.
For your down region only.
Wow. Anyway.
So thank you, Manscaped, for partnering with us for the month of April. Hopefully, guys, you're using that promo code. There's a lot of cool stuff on their website, more than just a grooming kit. They have a lot of cool stuff on there, so go check it out, manscaped.com. Yeah. The cylinder. I didn't know what to think of. Stop judging me.
Total judgment.
So we're going to skip over that. We're going to go right to it.
All right, let's
talk about some A-Dub. A-E-Dub.
A-E-Dub.
Talk about BTE, Tiff.
BTE. Yeah.
BTE. So, they titled this episode The Forbidden Door.
You know, it's weird. It had, like, more of an old school BTE feel this week.
I was going to say, I was getting ready to say this. I'm like, I wonder if Tiff's going to be happy this week because she's been nagging about this, that we need some old school BTE. And guess what? We got it.
Yeah.
Even in the beginning, like, the Young Bucks talking about their new gear. Yo, wrestled in $10,000 shoes or $20,000, whatever those things cost. that's pretty like baller, not gonna lie. Like to wrestle in those shoes. I remember like a lot of people going, oh, they'd have to be fake. Those aren't fake. I think Nike actually sent them to them. And they wrestled in them.
They get sent stuff.
But they're like being like, you see, like they're all being like the heels too. They're saying like, well, now they're worth more because we put them on. And we wrestled in them.
But I like that. I like that slide. They're like the perfect heels. Like,
yeah. The Bougie Bucks. That's right. The Bougie Bucks. That's what we're going to call them. The Bougie Bucks. The Dark Order segment, again, it's the one thing everyone tunes into BTE for. It was great. Hilarious, okay? Like, Hangman, they're kind of waiting around for Hangman to go get dinner. And, you know, Johnny Silver being hungry. Johnny Hungy!
I need 5 spring rolls. Yeah,
doctor says I need 5 spring rolls. Apparently 5 spring rolls a day.
Yo, those things are small, though. Like,
I mean, I've seen pretty big spring rolls. Well, I've seen some pretty big spring rolls.
Okay, bad joke. Okay, anyway.
Wow, okay, let's get our heads out of the gutter here. And let's,
all right,
let's talk about actual spring rolls, like the food.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen big spring rolls before. I've seen the little ones too, like the dinky ones, and the ones that look like little cocktail or cocktail weenies.
The Thai spring rolls are mini.
Okay.
They're good.
So he's saying him saying that he needs like 5 a day, which is hilarious from his doctor for his injury. Alex is like, man, I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. All I've been doing is staring at that huge dick for like this whole time, and like 5 still got like that tennis ball tube or whatever the fuck.
Probably
in his
like
pants.
A Pringles
like, can.
Like that's what I keep thinking, Pringles can.
And then Johnny was like trying to eat it. He's like, I'm getting hungry. I'm gonna need some meat.
Nom, 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 nom.
And they're like holding him back. And then they start talking about their dads, and like Uno's like, man, I haven't seen my dad since he left when I was a young kid. And they're making fun of like Uno's face. I think Johnny's like, well, have you looked at yourself? I'd leave too. And then 10's like, oh, all my dad gets me is drugs. And he like fist bumps people. I love that he's like all about the drugs. Like anything that gets brought up, 10's like it's all about the drugs with him. So he's the drugs guy. Johnny Hungy's the Johnny Hungy guy. Cole's just the money man because of a lot of things. And then speaking of money man, because he buys the boys meat, he buys them all meat, and you know Uber Eats is on him.
Yeah,
so that was a good segment. Maybe not as funny as like their usual segments, but that was pretty good. I loved it. Yo, we got the return of BT Mailbag, which is crazy how they brought it back. So we know the whole running shtick. They haven't done it in a while because of the injuries, but. The running shtick on BT, if you guys have been watching, is like the best friends trying to kill Brandon Cutler.
That's bad. So again, like you get that old vibe, which is great.
So like they kind of sort of kill him. Like they have like Statler doing like the Star Wars force choke. And they're like, he kind of just mentioned like, you guys can do mailbag. And they're like, oh, want to do mailbag? You sure? Let's do mailbag. It's fun. Let's go do it. And Statler's like, mailbag? And they do it. And it's got like that, man, when best friends were doing the mailbag before, that was great. Because they... What you're getting from them in the mailbag is like they're like that's them.
Who they really are,
like, who they actually really are. Like their reactions and their reading and saying like no one reads
the
YouTube comments.
They're not even staying in the names of character either. Which
they're saying their real names.
Yeah, Greg. Like I'm like this is awesome.
It was good. I love BT Mailbag.
More. We need more of it. Definitely. I'm glad Brandon brought that back.
Ryzen was walking around with his.
Oh my god, the freaking Blue Chew had me rolling.
His
I was like, oh my
Blue
god.
Blue Chew incident, I guess we can call it. We're not PG here. Funniest. He's walking around with a boner. So he's walking around, clearly, you know, with a boner from his Blue Chew last week because he was chewing them like candy.
Yeah, he had like a whole bunch of.
And he ran into JD Alpha the first time. Then he ran into Tay Conti. I'm glad they included Tay Conti because her facial expressions are the best. Because Tay Conti, like, if you guys ever watch, I'm sure you guys are watching Tay Conti in the ring. Like, if you just watch her facial expressions, they're on right. point. So, like, her facial expressions during BT were, like, during this were hilarious. And then he ran into the referee. The referee disqualified him. And he's just, running frantically backstage. Oh, it was great.
But these were that's what I'm saying. These are the bits that gave me that old feel vibe, which is great. Yeah. I don't know. But I also like that also with the mailbag that we forgot to mention that what's it called that somebody called them out about the BTE belt that it's on Sammy's.
Oh, that's
now.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, they're not wrong, though. It's like a BTE belt. It should be on BTE.
It should. But then, like, I also don't want it on BTE because those segments with the BTE belt ran too long. You know what I mean? They weren't. Right. They were cool, like watching them play mini golf and drinking games and stuff, but they weren't. They weren't why I tune into BT. I turn to BT to get entertained and to laugh. Like I don't turn in to watch them play beer pong tournaments and mini golf, right. Like a little dinky kid mini golf they picked up at Walmart.
Well, maybe it shouldn't be every week then.
Yeah.
Maybe it should be like a once a month thing.
We had some more vlog style. We had like the Bucks and Kenny and the meet and greet and saying like they're making fun of the fans for paying $250 to meet them. And you know, I saw Cody for like a split second. I'm sitting there going like And someone mentioned this to me. I forget who it was. Sorry, I don't remember who that was. But, like, where's Cody been on BT? Why don't we have Cody on BT anymore?
I know. Isn't he on, like, Sammy's vlog a lot more?
Yeah, like BT is, like, where, like the old Cody on BT, like, back then with the Bucks. Like, we need to get more of that. We need to have that Cody. I know he's not a heel anymore, but we still need to have Cody, I think, on BT.
All I know is I'm a little sad that we didn't get the Matt autograph.
Not yet.
Bring back the Matt. Listen, I'm going to fly down to Florida. I'm fully vaccinated now.
I mean, Scorpio and Matt now are technically both heels, so maybe they can do something with that.
I need to do a meet and greet. I need the Matt autograph. I'm going to try not to laugh again, but Nick needs to, like, shut his mouth because that's what made me laugh the last time. So anyway, but yeah.
There's footage from the house show, which looked pretty cool. And you know what looked pretty cool about it is, like, the wrestlers were having so much fun. Like, they were having, you saw, like, the stuff they're doing in the corner with the foot things, and they're yelling with the crowd. Like, that was pretty cool. Like, I love when, like, the wrestlers get to have that freedom at house shows, and they know they're not on TV.
Right.
And they get to have, and they kind of interact with the crowd. They had, like, everyone put their foot up there, and then Kenny gets to end up being thrown into it, and it looked like so much fun. There's a lot of people there. Did you look at the crowd, like during his footage? There's a ton of people there.
Yeah. Well, it's better in Florida. I mean, you should see the stuff in the indies that all the people that were there. So it is getting better, and they're not mandating down there either.
Cutler and the BT ended with Cutler and the Bucks backstage. Cutler apparently is out 4 to 6 months, which I don't know if that was real or not. Like, I mean, he did something to his nose, but it could be that bad. Like, I've seen nose injuries been that long. That kind of sucks, but the Young Bucks, like, saying that they're going to make him, because he's two contract Cutler, and since he can't wrestle, they're going to make him into his personal young boy. So, I expected to kind of see that this week, and we didn't, but I hope.
But we kind of did, because he was the personal camera guy.
Yeah, but, like, I want to see him be, like, an actual young boy when they go to the ring.
I see what you're saying.
Like, do what the young boys do in Japan when they're out wrestling. I want to see Cutler start doing that, if they're going to carry that.
Oh, my God. It would be funny if, like, Cutler goes up to, like, Matt Jackson and, like, pat his head with, like, a wash rag or something
Something like that. Like, they need to start incorporating that.
Your personal bitch, pretty much.
And then basically the best part of the whole BTE was our girl Maria, guys, who we've interviewed on here. We've become really, really good friends with, probably our best friend, to be honest. She's sending us goodies and stuff. Like, Maria, I know you're watching this. Like, why are you so nice to us? I know we're so nice to you, but you know what?
I love Maria.
I'm going to send you hearts.
I got her.
Do the heart thing for her, Tiff. Do the heart thing with the hand. There you go. She made a new outro, and it's so cool. So Matt and Nick sitting on a pile of money, and then they have the new voices in it. And, like, now, Nick or Matt actually joins in on the elite.
Nick joins in on it.
Because usually he's just not saying anything, and then he super kicks. He's like, we're heels now. I might as well. The elite.
I love it. It was great. I remember that she had told me that she
called
was
them the elite, that. Not Bullet Club. Yeah, I seen that, Brad. So Don Callis was on Busted Open Radio, or not Busted Open, Wrestling Observer Live today, which was interesting. So
Shame. Does he deserve a shame bell?
I think they'd be called the elite too because of the trailer too. They had the elite logo on it. So I guess they're called the elite, like that whole group. So, I mean, but they can't use Bullet Club. They could make fun of them, but they're not going to use Bullet Club, like, to advertise and stuff. But, yeah, other than that, that was BT. Dark was Dark. Elevation was Elevation. I mean, I watched both, and there's some people that stand out to me. But, again, we're just kind of like...
My peeps were on the main event, Ken Broadway, some of my peeps. Yeah,
they featured a couple of House of Glory guys, I noticed, too.
Didn't I just say that?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, that's I seen people tweeting about it. This is what I was trying to get at. When you say my boys, that's
main event
generic statement. You have a lot of boys.
I do have a lot of boys.
I get the list.
This is why you do the End of the Rope series, because you never know who's going to show up.
You probably write a book soon.
I'm waiting for Gangone to show up so I can mark the hell out, okay?
Like, hopefully one day.
Please. Like, cool. I need to mark the hell out. Like, anywhere you guys live that are listening, when that happens, I'm sure you'll hear me.
Yep. So if you hear a loud, distant scream, that's Tiffany.
Number one husband.
Anyways, we'll talk about Dynamite. Might as well get right into it. Dynamite was good.
I liked it. There was a lot of great fashion. Shout out to Queen of NE who just had her baby. Oh my God.
Yeah, shout out to Queen of E. Just had a little mini queen.
Princess, mini princess.
Princess? Okay, so it was a girl. I meant to actually message her and ask her. So, yeah, Dynamite was good. I very much enjoyed Dynamite this week. Like, I was a big fan. Everything, it flowed well. It was taped, so obviously the flow was a lot better. But it was very good. There was a lot of good matches. We have a lot of continuing storylines.
They're talking about Willow Nightingale in the crowd. It was funny because Bill messaged me last night, and I noticed it. And I know, like, Brad has her as one of his list of wives. And she's someone that I've been following for years here in Long Island, New York. So I know her.
I was told last night was taped. Apparently last night was live. I swear I read somewhere that last night was taped. I swore.
No, it was live.
Oh. God. Yeah. Maybe I was reading for the night before. I don't know. Anyways. Erase that. Let's talk about Dynamite. God, let's not worry about that. We're not sitting here arguing whether it was live or not. We're moving on.
Okay. Anyway.
Let's talk about the opener. Gotta talk about the opener.
This was a good opener.
So Hangman, next week. Okay, so next week's taped. Yeah, I noticed that pretty much all of May is pretty much live because they're selling tickets for almost every week. Hangman Page and Ricky Starks open up the show. Okay, so Hangman's nameplate. I thought I wrote it down, and I did not, but I did tweet it. So I'm going to pull it up here. But his nameplates every single week are great. They're fantastic. So this week it was poor interview etiquette. Because he just walked off in the one interview. He just literally just walked away.
This is the best though.
I was talking with someone last night about it too, and I forget who it was. I'm sorry, I don't remember, guys. A lot goes through my head every day.
I don't talk anymore, so it wasn't.
Anyways, I think Hangman writes his stuff.
I'm sure.
I think it was actually someone on Twitter that was tweeting at me. I think Hangman's the one that comes up with this stuff. That's my guess. It's got to be him. Whoever it is, though, is clever as hell if it's not him. Ricky Starks, man, the guy is such a future star. That guy he's got future stars written all over him. And this was actually a pretty decent match. Hangman actually won by submission of all moves. I was... like, okay.
Which I'm happy about because it changes it up a little bit.
Yeah, and he moves to 8-0. He's climbing up that ladder. I don't know when this is going to happen because he's ranked number one, I believe, for the AEW World title. And I don't think we're going to get that for... Again, I got this feeling that we're not getting Hangman and Kenny until we're back to normal because I think they want a very much live crowd to see this payoff. I don't know what's going to happen. Like, they're building him. They keep building and building him up keeping him at number one, which they have to. They have to make sure the rankings make sense. Yeah. Maybe they're aiming for Double or Nothing to be, or not Double or Nothing, All Out to be maybe their first live crowd back or full gear maybe. It'll be interesting to see how they ride his momentum and kind of keep him away from Kenny until then. Because I honestly don't believe they're going to do the ultimate payoff between Kenny and Hangman at a Daily's Place, like the way they're doing it now. There is crowd there, but that deserves, you know, the crowds back. Cause you need
that,
you know, when AW comes back to full crowds, their crowds are going to be nutty, especially in first couple of months.
Oh yeah.
So that's the time when you do
that, when Hangman does take the belt. And that's what we've been assuming for like the longest, me and Kyle, that it's going to be that long story time build, and it's full circle with Hangman and Kenny. It's gonna be beautiful.
Yeah, and there he was jumped by Hook and Ricky after the match. Then Brian Cage came out, then the Dark Order came out, and like I didn't really pay attention to this. I was like, the too many run-ins. Stop with the run-ins. Like, enough. They literally could have ended it at the end of the match, and I would have been like, fine. Or if you had a Hook jump and then Hangman tossed them both over the top rope, sure. That stop throwing everybody on TV.
Saturating it.
Oh, like I know that the story is there with the Dark Order and stuff, but come on, like the Dark Order is doing shit with the Hardy Empire. Keep them in the back until something happens with the Hardy Empire. Anyways, I don't know. I'm starting to lose it when people are going into multiple feuds. Like keep people. Well,
I think that's what it is. I think, like I said last week, that you know, trying to get everybody on television, you know, especially when you're having all these factions together, and you're trying to make everybody still like relevant. Yeah. But oversaturating can be an issue.
Trent faced Penta.
Oh my God! Can we talk about Trent's gear? Oh, husband.
It was very green. He looked yellow. Whatever. He looked like a highlighter. Okay.
He looked beautiful. Don't mock my husband. Okay. He looked beautiful. Okay.
Trent's a good looking guy. I'm not gonna lie. He's a good looking guy. That guy.
Oh yeah.
God, he'd fan you over here.
Okay. Anyway.
I love the pairing of Penta and Alex. Yo, that pairing is getting better week by week. And now, like, Alex is starting to get into it now. So, like getting on the mic, like, mid-match and saying, well, you know what Penta actually told you? And I was like, man, okay, like, Alex, this works. This whole, like, Penta and him works. Like, they need to, like, I'm sorry, I love Death Triangle, but if this is going to work, man, Penta's got to leave. Unless Death Triangle is just that faction that's always going to be there. Like, they're always going to be boys. And when they need to tag team, they're Death Triangle. And then when they're not, they're all singles. Because really, they could literally all three of them be singles guys.
Yeah, they can. They definitely can.
And then now with this pairing with Alex, perfect, yo. Perfect.
Yeah.
The Penta says stuff is brilliant. It's great. It's good. It's good shit. And it was such a good match.
Yeah. This is like, again, one of those matches that we needed. It was just like a solid hitting match. So I really enjoyed it. It was one of, it's just like one of those things that, you know, no notes, just sit and love and intake this entire match.
Sit and observe. Sit, look pretty.
Yeah, it was a good match.
Penta's single theme. I actually liked his singles theme. He ends up winning the match because Alex even got involved and helped Penta win, which is great too. So I love the partnership between these two. And Penta's singles theme is pretty dope. I'm assuming Mikey Ruckus made that. And if he did, Mikey, like, props to you, buddy, because that was sick. Alex's Grover Dill to Penta's. Okay.
You're a mess.
You're a mess.
Oh Lord, help me.
Anyways, Pinnacle had a sit down interview with JR. Yo, okay, this was funny at the beginning. So yeah. Tully got MJF a silk scarf. And then I talked to MJF scarf, and he's not happy about it. You know, he's not happy that he switched to silk. So I'm just gonna say that. You know, shout outs to you, MJF scarf. You're my boy. I told you I'd bring this up on the pod. He's not happy about that. You know what's funny, though? And it was like a little thing, but I was laughing at. Is like JR reaches over and grabs it and goes, oh, yeah, that's pretty nice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, JR. I don't know, maybe he never felt silk before, Kyle.
But like he reaches over and grabs it and goes, oh, yeah, that's pretty nice. I didn't expect JR to reach over and feel it. And like MJF didn't like react to it.
Yeah. I agree with you guys in the chat. Wardlow killed it for his promo, and you can give him promo time more, please.
I was not expecting that. That was a solid promo by Wardlow.
But didn't I say this like a while ago? Like more Wardlow in general. Like I want him to break away from MJF, and I want him to just go on his own.
See, I agree with that. I think there's just too much going on in AEW for him to break away.
Yeah,
I think we're gonna start seeing more breakaways when that second show does come around. Yeah. We'll probably see a lot more breakaways, hopefully. Yeah, he doesn't need the Pentacle, that's for sure. But like he is good. It's just, I mean, this proves that if he's got the in-ring stuff good, now he's got the promo game down, the guy's a star. He brought up like Jericho stumbling his words when talking about Wardlow too, and I'm like, oh, okay. I actually had to go back and rewatch and go, okay, he's right. MJF just runs down Jericho though, says Jericho faces relevant people to stay relevant. He started like name dropping, like, look, you faced Moxley, Omega, Hangman. Like, you faced all these people that are relevant. That's how you're staying relevant. That's the only reason why you're relevant. I'm like, okay, oh, he's hitting hard here. And then MGF says he's the one guy that you couldn't outsmart. When Jericho was 25, he says, when Jericho was 25, he's like, I'm a star at 25. When you were 25, you were curtain jerking. I'm like, okay, so you just keep going. And MJF actually cut a very, very well promo here. He brought up that he's still undefeated. He says, you know, you call me a mark. And you know what? I am a mark. But I'm not a mark for you. I'm a mark for your spot.
I love it.
And it was just an insane promo by MJF. A lot of people are not a fan of the Pinnacle. That's what it is.
That's what it is. He's good on the mic. That's really what you know, it's about.
I love my boys FTR. Like, I love, like, awesome wrestlers, right? I think I'm just basically a fan of the Pinnacle because of one man only.
That's
and he didn't talk at all.
It's his number one husband.
And Sean Spears. And I'm wearing his damn shirt right now. And a lot of people are like, why the hell are you a fan of Sean Spears? Guys, I've been a fan since before he was even in WWE. I've been a fan forever with this guy. So I got it. He's going to be, always going to be the one guy I support. Yeah, interesting sit down interview. We got to talk about the women's match because this was straight fire.
Anybody who complains about women's wrestling, again, I'm going to smack you.
I thought that Britt and... Britt and Thunder Rosa still, I think, have number one spot in best women's match in AEW so far.
Right.
This has to be number two.
Yeah, this is so good.
This was good wrestling. Like, both these... And I thought Tay was going to win. There was so much at the end there. I'm like, oh my God, she's going to do it. And I was going to lose my fucking shit. I was going to go nuts. And this is such an unreal match. Again, one of the best women's matches we've seen so far. Sheeta ends up winning, which, you know, I still get because we saw what happened after. Like, Britt came out, and I love how she brought up the rankings thing, and they did the thing in the Jumbotron, and
it
switched it to her to number one. I'm like, see, this is... I swear someone's listening to our podcast, Tiff, because we've been saying before they've been doing this that they need to start doing stuff with the rankings for people to care. And look what happens. They start doing stuff with the rankings for people to care. So... If someone's listening, thank you for one.
I agree with you, Cooper. I'm forever going to call her Keeper Girl, even though it's Secret Detective in the chat. But, like, I do agree that this match should have been main event.
It could have main evented for sure.
Yeah, it really could have. It was that good. And that's why Kaya got a little with the green eyeshadow today because I love our girl Tay. And, like, we've been fans of her since before NXT. So she's got that much better. And
when she wins, I'm probably going to cry. I am going to man cry.
I'm glad like they gave them more time, you know, instead of like a 3-minute match.
She is so good. Like, I don't know what they were thinking in WWE and letting her go.
Yeah.
She is so good. And she was good then too. Can't tell me that she's gotten better since then. She was this good back then.
Yeah, me and Kyle were always fans of her. So she's gotten better.
And even the promo they did, like the video package that they had before the match, I'm like, damn, like even on the road two. I was like, okay.
Psyched me up even more. So, but I love it because it was like a perfect matching of in the ring, which is great. So.
And now, obviously, this is pointing towards Double or Nothing. Hikaru and Britt Baker for the championship. Britt's going to win it. You know, I do want Tay to get the championship title again one day. I first want her to wait until Anna Jay is better and we get to see more Tay Jay.
Yes. So I
love my girls Tay Jay, and if they bring in belts or whatever, or they do some kind of women's tournament, I'm all for Tay Jay being number one because I love my girls Tay Jay.
Yeah.
But it looks like for sure Britt's gonna be the one to finally dethrone Sheeta. She's probably gonna go on a very long title run, and then when Thunder Rosa signs to the company next year, I assume that's probably where they're gonna go.
I think Thunder Rosa is gonna get the NWA belt back. And then I feel like we're going to have
Can we talk about this? They're going to do a championship. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we're going to get like belt for belt.
Yeah.
Maybe at All Out or something like that. Or I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm with it. Yo, Miro looked good with his.
Didn't I say that last week?
Yeah. I told you sometimes it takes me a little more time.
So we got another like intense promo by Miro. And okay. So like he's calling out the champions again. And I'm like, okay. So we got 2 weeks now in a row. Of champions. You know what they need to do now? Next week, Miro needs to attack Darby Allin and set up a match at Double or Nothing for the TNT Championship. Well, it's not going to be the world title right now because we know that's... I don't know what's going on with the world title picture because I think we have to wait until Rebellion's over and we'll see what's going on with that. But Miro needs to start making an impact either next week or the week after and attack Darby Allin and set up something for... Double or Nothing, or maybe, you know, start wrestling and gain like you. I mean, if they like to sit there and think about the rankings, like Miro is he even in the rankings for? I don't think I've seen him on the rankings for the top five.
Well, he needs to wrestle, but yeah, I love he's got a title. You got a problem. I love it.
So I'm loving the promos, but we need to see something out of it. Okay, no more now. Don't come here next week.
No more promos.
Don't come next week with the same damn promo. Come next week, him attacking someone, him destroying someone in the back, him fighting someone in the ring and lasting like 30 seconds. Do something. Do something. Please. Anyway, so Tony Schiavone was in the ring. Inner Circle. I'm going to call him Schiavone. Schiavone. He's got it all. He's like me and my like kayfabe Nick last name, which you guys are not allowed to know. Anyways, we're going to move on from that. Inner Circle in-ring promo with Tony Schiavone. Happy. Is that his name? Schiavone?
Schiavone? I just like Schiavone. Because this is how we talk here.
Calling the pinnacle the pineapple, Chris Jericho was.
Yes.
Hager, I don't know what the hell Hager. Hager's promo literally just went right over my head. I'm like, what? What, Hager? What did you just say? And the straw thing, like he dropped some at first too, and I'm like, oh, okay, just Hager's like, just don't talk anymore. I'm sorry, that just it did nothing for me. I was like, Nick, Santana did a lot more than Hager, and man, Santana shots fired, man. That guy cut a very deep promo, but Jericho says that no one says anything about MJF around, or what the hell did I write? Says no one. I'm just gonna skip over that line. Santana says like the FTR pulled the bitch move and said they waited for a faction to get behind them to finally attack them. So like Santana calling out the FTR. Jericho wrote a show tune for MJF, for my jerk off friend, as he likes to call him.
Yeah.
Which was, I don't know. It was an interesting show tune. I don't know. Jericho seemed kind of off to me. I don't know what was going on. Maybe too much sun because he looks like a burnt tomato.
A burnt tomato?
I don't know.
What the hell?
He looks like if you put too much of the sepia filter on.
Oh, my. I love when Jarko said the new silk scarf, he washed his ass with it before Tully gave it to him.
I don't know. Something was off with Jericho. I don't know if he was just like forgetting his lines.
Forcing it a little too much, maybe. Yeah. I feel like less is more.
Santana was the best one out of all of them with this.
Yeah.
So next week, you're going to have what's called an old fashioned parlay. A parlay.
Ole.
Not an ole, a parlay.
Hey.
Where both teams are going to be out in the ring and they're going to say their strategies. And I'm like, why would you give out your strategies? And it's just a way to build the match, and we got to talk about that right now, Tiff, because did you see what they announced in the beginning of Dynamite, that Blood and Guts is a one match event? There's no other matches that night but Blood and Guts. So for a 2-hour show, I'm assuming, like, what is like, is the match going to be a full hour? I'm so curious. They say it's gonna be a one match. Like, it's probably gonna be promo heavy. Are we doing like something cinematic beforehand? Are we gonna do like a press conference before? Like, what's gonna go down? It's a one match event.
Are other people are gonna get involved in this too? Are we gonna see like other wrestlers?
How long is this match gonna be? It's a one match event the whole night. There's no other matches but Blood and Guts for 2 hours on TV.
I don't know. That is a lot.
So, like,
I mean, I've sat and watched 2-hour matches before. Tony Deppen and Jordan Oliver just had a two-hour Iron Man match. Okay. We say we watch an Iron Man match. Plus, you got to remember, let's give or take about.
Is this on TV though?
It was on. What was it on? Fight TV. It was on Fight, or was it on?
Do I have commercials on Fight TV?
No.
This is going to be different.
But that's what I'm saying. So it's like, okay, so give or take, you get 15 minutes worth of.
So this is taped.
The whole thing.
This has got to be taped.
So I don't know. Maybe they'll show up at the bar, have a couple of drinks with private party.
Yeah, like Bill saying, you know, shout out to my best friend, Bill, promos and hype packages. That's what I'm assuming, maybe for like the first hour of Dynamite. But Bill, put it this way.
There's going to be a dance segment. They're going to have steak.
Are they going to lose viewers if they're just doing promos and packages the first hour? Like, are people even going to tune in? If people know that the match is not till the second hour, will they even tune in for the first hour?
Well, people are going to tune in anyway because they're going to want to see this, especially those people like me who was supposed to get blood and
guts. I'm not saying they're not going to tune in. I'm just saying that, like, the first hour, if you're planning on, if it's going to go this way, let's just say that they're going to do promos and packages, like, the first hour. Like, are people going to even tune in? Are people going to tune in for that first hour?
I don't think it's going to be like that. I think it's going to be.
Well, you can't put the match the first hour because then what are you going to do for the second hour if it's only a one match event?
Unless it's going to be like the entire 2 hours worth of.
2 hour match?
Why not? I just said, if we get.
I don't even think Jericho can go 1 hour. Are you kidding me?
But that's what I say. It could be like break down into segments that you see two people wrestling each other.
This has got to be like Stadium Stampede filmed. Like, this can't be live. If they're going to do something like that, you're talking about Stadium Stampede where, like, there's five different things going on. Remember there was, like, a bunch of stuff going on around the stadium, and they would cut to one thing. Then after it was done, they would cut to the other thing. That's what they would have to do. You can't watch people in a cage for 2 hours.
Well, I think that's what they're going to do. It's probably just not going to be
that. I highly doubt it. Highly doubt they'll be in it. The camera's going to be sitting there for 2 hours on the cage. And there's going to be a match for 2 hours. There's no way. Jericho cannot do that for 2 hours. There's absolutely no way.
Well, we'll see what happens.
I'm curious to see what happens. I'm very curious.
It is live. That's true because they were selling tickets for it.
Okay. But then what are they doing for the first hour and a half or hour?
I don't know, Kyle. I guess we'll have to stay tuned. Okay, let's move on from this because we're spending too much time on
it. This is going to be interesting. I'm so curious. And I hope I'm wrong. Oh, maybe we do get a two-hour match. It's like the best thing we've ever seen.
I'm sure we'll find out next week. So make sure you guys watch Dynamite next week. All right, let's go back to the Billy Gunn and QT Marshall segment, like the match. Like, can we just talk about Billy Gunn's like 57 and the fact that all I kept thinking last night was the smoking guns for whatever reason. I just kept thinking about the smoking
Billy and Bart.
Dude, like, I was just like remembering Billy
and Bart
back then in the days, like watching the smoking
guns tag team combination. Oh, yeah. And Billy became the ass man. It's crazy he's wrestling at his age.
Shake his ass in front of Billy Gunn in the Battle Royale.
God. It was a decent match, though. They went longer than I thought for Billy at his age, too. A go-go finally came out, so I was waiting for a go-go to be there. And he eventually knocks out Billy. I'm loving that they're making that his punch is deadly, right? His first match, he literally punched the guy in the gut, and they called off the match. Mm-hmm. And then they're making that like his punch is deadly. Obviously, he's an Olympic boxer, right? It's a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
And they're making it like his punch is deadly. And that's a good thing with this guy because he can cut amazing promos. And we saw that his little like promo talking like him like dissing the United States and stuff. Mm-hmm. He's a good promo. Yeah. Gogo's got it all with the promo. I need to see more in ring, though. I've said it before. I need to see more in ring out of him.
We'll get there.
QT wins. He goes to hit Billy with the wooden chair, but Dustin comes out and he comes out with a bull rope. And I'm like, so they're probably going to do a bull rope match?
Oh, my God. Maybe? All I could think when Dustin came out was Smurf.
Yo, his face paint is like, so he used to do like the half face like this. Now he's doing it the other way. It's like Joker style.
I was like, Smurf. That's all I could think of.
Smurf? What? He does not look like a Smurf.
I messaged Kyle last night. I'm like, all I could think of
I was confused.
Smurf.
I was like, oh, Smurf? Okay. I don't see it. I mean, Smurf have... You know, if you want someone to look like a Smurf, you just take Butcher and Blade when they're wearing their painter's gear and paint them blue. And you got the Smurf. You got the Smurfs right there.
By the way, did I tell you that me and April saw Sunny Kiss the other day?
Really?
Yeah, we went to a show the other day. We saw him. And we said hi.
I forgot to tell you.
Hi.
Dustin ends up hitting like this was cool. So they did. What I took out of all this, and I messaged this to Tiff, I'm like, they've made a good job at making the faction look good. And this is a faction that's supposed to put the younger guys over, the people that, you know, are not really well known. Known with the indie people, but not with everyone watching Dynamite. And look what they did with Camarado. He took literally a wooden chair shot, and it busted open everywhere, and he stood there just like, and made him look like an absolute beast. Like, he didn't go down at all. So this was amazing. Excellent way to show off that Camarado is a crazy nutbag. And I thought that was very, very smart. Very, very smart. And a good way to show off this faction. Not a lot of people are a fan of the faction. Or give it time. Called, I mean, they're called the factory. Give it time, though.
Give it time. Yeah. That's what I always tell everybody. Give it time. You never know.
Oh, God. The whole thing with the trailer back in the back with the Elite. This was great. So Cutler, the cameraman. Kenny going on about, you know, being the Impact World Champion soon. Saying that there's a reason why, you know, AEW is around here. And it's because of us here in this trailer.
Right.
Then we get some honking outside. So when I when we first seen Kenny, or not Kenny, Moxley and Kingston together, it was pretty sweet. Then they're continuing to do stuff together. The promos have been bang on, have been awesome. Dude, I just want Moxley and Kingston to win the tag titles now because they're the perfect pair. What we got out of this whole segment, out of them, like, first off, them driving the truck into the trailer, that's so cool. That's like vintage Attitude Era kind of crap that, you know, that got the Attitude Era like raw over back in the day, like stuff like this. And I love that they're incorporating that stuff in here. That was so cool. You know, Moxie with the pipe smashing the windows looking for them. They must have ran out quickly. I don't know what was. They didn't really like show the Elite running out.
Yeah.
Because they went in. I was so confused. I was so confused. Film that
first and then.
I know the way they filmed it, but like watching it on TV, I'm going like, okay, like where do they go? There was like eight of them in there.
I know.
You like there was Callis, Omega, the Good Brothers, the Bucks, Nakazawa. There's at least, and Cutler, there's eight people in there. How did they escape that quick without no one? Like, what?
Just shout out to Quito Vetti because I love her post about Nick's tracksuit.
Yo, what were the Bucks wearing? What were they wearing? What was that? I mean, don't take this the wrong way, guys. I'm not hating on it. I loved like what they were wearing. Like it threw me right off right when I first seen it.
Good. Like,
oh,
that was the plan.
What the hell are they wearing?
That was the plan. I loved it.
It was interesting, and you know, it took me a bit, but I love it. I love it, man. I love the Bucks, man. They can do anything, and I'm gonna love it. But this whole segment. I mean, Moxley and Kingston, though. I'm loving this partnership and them arguing with each other like they're a married couple, dude. Make these guys a team.
Give them the belts.
Yeah.
Put the belts on them.
Moxley will win the world title eventually again. But like for now, in the time being, him and Kingston are the perfect team. They are the perfect tag team. They both have that aggressive style and they can cut ridiculously good promos together. Yo, make them a team and make them win the belt. Just freaking do it. Like make them win the belts off the Bucks eventually. Just, oh my God. I love this team.
I'm with it. So good. That was funny too when Kingston was looking for the shoes.
Yeah.
And then Moxley told him stop stealing shoes. All I could instantly think of was like New York and for all my New York people there, but the people that put the damn sneakers on the wires and like the telephone wires and shit on the streets. That's all I kept picturing last night.
Oh God.
She's great.
So Powerhouse Hobbs and Christian Cage went at it. Man, I love Hobbs. Hobbs has got a bright future in this company. He's got the look. He's got the moves now. The guy is an absolute star. I mean, I was going for my boy Christian Cage, obviously, like Canadian. Obviously, got to go for my Canadian boys. Great match. And, I mean, Christian looked a little, not as great as his first match in AEW, but it was still good. Christian's still proving that he can go with the talent there. And it's going to benefit the younger talent 100% with him being there and him putting them over, even though he won. It's still going to be great for the younger guys. Yeah, it was a solid match.
That's got to be such a feeling, like someone like Hobbs, who's like still like new, mm-hmm. right? And to be wrestling Christian.
He's had to have watched Christian back in the day.
I can only imagine
right?
like what that feels like growing up watching the like.
And you get to wrestle him.
Right. Like how cool. Like I talk about it even with a bunch of wrestlers like vets and kids that come on to the Under the Ropes. And I'm like, how cool is that? Like. To wrestle someone you idolize. So I can only imagine what went through Hobbs's.
Yeah, like, can you imagine, like, Hobbs, like, I don't know if he was a big fan of Christian or if he was. Like, can you imagine, like, you just picture him being, like, watching Christian, like, through the Ruthless Aggression era and watching him and then, like, and even the Attitude Era and then getting to wrestle him at this point and Christian still in great shape and probably one of the best shape of his life and still able to go and having the opportunity to do that. That's amazing. Like, that's got to be, like, you're right. It's such a feel-good thing. Yeah. And it's going to be good. Like, it's even going to be good for those young wrestlers that Christian's there because they're going to learn from him and they're going to get put over by Christian. And Christian, man, I'm loving what he's got, man. I was so curious to see what he's got in the tank. He's still got a lot in the tank so far. Like, he's kind of proved that, you know, he's here to outwork everyone. Like, just like his t-shirt says, he's here to outwork everyone and prove that he belongs here.
Right.
So it's a great story. Main event, the TNT Championship. Like, speaking about, speaking of young talent.
Before we go into the main, let's talk about Jade really, really quick. Oh, like, God. Damn star. Like, I love her. And then I don't know if you guys didn't see Maria drew her on, it's all on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. So she drew Jade and it looks amazing.
Yeah, Jade.
But the fact that she said that she works for herself and that everybody wants her, that she gets people saying, like, I want her. Like, can you imagine if she did join a faction, though? Like, in your opinion, guys, in the chat, which faction would you want? Well, I don't think it's going to happen, but if she was going to be into a faction, like, what faction would you like her to
sit? Because she's, I don't know if she is right now, because I'd say she's a heel right now. So probably put her in the Pinnacle or Hardy Empire would be something if they really want to get that over. I feel like she wouldn't sell herself just for the, like, I'm not trying to put the Hardy Empire down, but it's not big enough. Yeah. If she's going to pick a big faction to join, if she did, she'd pick something like the Pinnacle. Like, just if they have, like, a woman state, like, a woman in there. A Team Taz would be something. That'd be a good swerve. Yeah, you're right, Kimmy. Nacho Rodriguez in the Facebook chat. Do y'all think Good Brothers win the TNT tag titles back and lose it to Moxley and Kingston?
Ooh, that would be good,
I mean, if they want to start doing more of this Forbidden Door crap, which we haven't really seen a lot out of, I would be for it. They need to start doing more. They keep saying, like, oh, this Forbidden Door is open. Don Callis is here.
I mean,
like, start doing more crap then.
I mean, me and Kyle were saying earlier how, like, you know, we would love them to take it from the Young Bucks, the AEW tag titles. But if you're not going to put those belts on them, I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Bill, though, what about in all women's fashion? What if she starts a faction of her own?
I like it.
That'd be cool. All right. But yeah, Jade's going to be an absolute star. Week by week,
I'm a star. Not going to be. She is a star.
Well, I'm just saying, week by week, she's selling me so hard. Like, it's catching up with me. So I'm loving it. And speaking of stars, the main event basically showed the future of AEW. And, like, I hate when people, like, diss AEW and say, like, they don't build stars. I'm like, look at this fucking main event. They just put their two future big stars in this company in the main event together for the TNT Championship, Darby Allin and Jungle Boy. Darby Allin's a big star now. He's going to be an even massive star in the future. Jungle Boy.
The fans picked Jungle Boy.
Because the fans, they know. They know. Okay, I love Jungle Boy for
his hair.
You know, the right reasons. That for hair, sure. Because I wish I had it. Like, is that why? I love Jungle Boy because he's amazing, A, like, in the ring. B, his theme song is incredible, and I can't wait to go to an AEW event and start singing this shit again. Because I am going to sing that song so loud because I love that Tarzan song. And I say it all the time. As soon as, like, AEW goes to the UK and Jungle Boy is in the match, they're going to be singing his song the whole match. They're not going to stop. People in the UK are crazy. It's like, shout out to my boys at Emma and Andy at RTM Wrestling. Love them. Favorite UK podcast, guys. Go check them out. They know. They know the deal, how crazy they are over there. But I love both these guys. Exceptional two young talents. This was a great match. Jungle Boy actually almost had it a few times. There's a few times where I'm like, okay, maybe are they gonna shock the world and do, like, a sudden title change?
I mean, I'm for it.
But that's, like, my marquee fan side breaking out when that happens. Darby wins. I love that cool pin.
Yeah.
That light.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, that's all I was going to say. I know you're going to say something about the bridges.
Oh, man, he threw a bridge. I was excited. I wasn't even going to talk about that. But, yeah, can we talk about that bridge? Woo-hoo-hoo. It wasn't the first one. It was the second one because then he went all toesy. And I was like, I love it. Anyway. Okay, so I just want to say this because I saw, like, Brad Kaiga was posting this. So there was a Twitter account that was bitching out one of the moves with Darby and Jungle Boy. And they say that they were going to get really freaking hurt or whatever. Now, the funniest thing, what I've learned through talking with wrestlers is the ones that look the worst, the moves that look the hardest, right, that you would think that they're not done for, are the, probably the most safest. The ones that you would think that are the easiest aren't. So I was told this by multiple wrestlers that the ones that like you think like, oh my God, they're going to break their neck are the most safest moves in wrestling.
Well, you remember we saw Rey Fénix at House of Glory in that outside dive?
Oh, yeah.
He got right back up. Hey, I'm okay.
See, this is what I'm saying. So like, I know this from multiple wrestlers that I talk to. They say it all the time. I think even Brandon Kirk put it out there too today, saying that like the, you know, these fans will never know. So until you take a bump, you're not going to know.
Take a bump.
So.
But yeah, main event. Awesome. Darby wins. Scorpio and Ethan Page came out. Then Archer came out and then Sting. They did one of those things where everybody comes out again and Sting came out.
There's a lot going on.
Sure, like, I think they could have ended Dynamite a little bit better. There's too much going on. I know what they're trying to do. And Ethan I don't know what Ethan, what's the story here with Ethan and Scorpio?
I know, they just put them together.
Like, they're together, but what do they have to do? Why do they keep going after Darby? Like, which one of those two is trying to make a play for the TNT title? If not, if they're a team, why are they going after a singles guy? I'm trying to find what the logic here is for those two going after Darby. Like I don't understand what's going on here. If someone can make light of it in the chat, like I don't know. But yeah, that was unreal last night. Unreal. Great main event. Both these guys showing they're the future of this company, and the future looks bright, y'all. There's so many stars here.
Brad just dropped that Ethan has a long running feud with Darby.
Okay, so Ethan and Darby eventually, I am all for it. If that's going to be the Double or Nothing match, sure. I'd love to see if it was Miro, though, because they're doing this thing with Miro. And, oh, the second show can't come anytime sooner because there's so many people, like, what do they do? Oh, in a way, it sucks that I don't know what they're doing. But it's also a good thing because it makes you that much more excited for the future, what they're going to do. Dates back to their Evolve days. Okay, so there's a big history between Ethan Page and Darby. So, I'm all for it too because, you know, Ethan Page, another one of my Canadian boys, almost closely locally as well. So, Ethan Page, if it's you and Darby, you got my vote. You know, I love Darby too, so it sucks. I got to choose between both of them.
Yep.
Anywho.
Do it now.
I know. You can't make me. But you know what I can make people do? Well, not really, but it's for you guys to follow us on social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Twitter and Instagram at All Elite Pod. On Facebook at All Elite Podcast. You can check us out on audio. Just search up the No Holds Bar Network. You will get the All Elite Podcast and all the other wonderful podcasts we offer on this network. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Anchor, Pocket Cast, wherever you're getting your podcast, search up the No Holds Bar Network. You will find this podcast, the All Elite Podcast. And if you are one of our audio listeners, thank you very much. You guys are my favorite each and every single week. Thank you. If you're an Apple Podcast listener, make sure you're giving us a generous 5-star rating and leaving us a comment. It helps us in the chartable side of things. So thank you to all who have. And if you have not, please do so. And lastly, but not least, thank you to Darren of This Wolf for letting us use the song Dead to Me. It is our official theme song of this podcast. Darren, you are the real MVP every single week here. We are so humbled for you to let us all use all your songs on our network. You're the best, man. Thank you very much. And thank you very much for letting us use the song Dead to Me, which is our official theme song of the podcast. Yeah. So, Tiff.
A lot of great interviews coming up with the next couple of days. I kind of been killing it in the indie interviews. So tomorrow I have Chris Bradley. I have G Raver, which I'm so excited about. I really feel that's probably going to be my best episode on the network, to be honest with you. And then I have John Alba coming on, and I have a whole bunch of other people coming up. I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. Yay. It's hard because I'm trying to like fit everybody into because I have a lot of people that want to come on. So I'm working hard for you guys.
And I've been doing the gaming thing, guys. Every Wednesday I do World of Wrestling, which is really cool. I've gotten a lot of good compliments about it. We're actually have a pay-per-view tomorrow as well. I call it With Arms Wide Open. I've actually named all my pay-per-views after Creed songs. But I got a pay-per-view tomorrow for you guys if you want to come watch. It's awesome. I commentate. It's a fun time. I got a lot planned for it tomorrow. And again, like I said, there's going to be more gaming stuff coming soon, especially when I get my gaming PC.
And hopefully a new Patreon soon, too.
Yes. Me and Tiffer have been talking. We're going to get a new Patreon out to you guys. So if you're a patron member, we're getting a new Patreon out to you guys soon. Guys, as little as $1 a month supports me and Tiff for this network. Everything that you guys put in gets put right back in the network. We're going to do a Double or Nothing contest next month. So all that money that's been put into the network is going to go to that. What was I going to say? Yeah, so patreon.com/NHB Network, or you can just type in No Holds Bar Network. You'll get it. And sign up for a Patreon page. There's going to be a lot of cool things coming to that. I'm still waiting on one more thing. Tiffany's got her goodie bag from Maria Lang, who does the BTE outro and all those cool sketches. She sent me one too. And then when I get it, we're going to do another Patreon video for that. And yeah, apparently a hot tub. Yeah, hot tub's coming, and do some hot tub streams, I guess. Oh. You know, it's a big thing in the Twitch community. You know, I'll just set it up right over here and... I'm not doing a hot tub. No one wants to see me in a hot tub, okay?
Drink a little bit of the bubbly.
A little bit of the bubbly. No, I'm not doing a hot tub stream. Not doing it.
That would be cool. I'll do a hot tub stream.
Well, Tiff, just type it in on Twitch, man. It's a crazy thing. I don't get how these people make all these kinds of money by sitting in a fucking hot tub on stream for 18 hours. Like, Jesus, Murphy. Sitting there working my ass off every day for my job, and these people are sitting in a fucking hot tub. Anyways,
coming to you live from my
coming hot soon tub. Kyle's hot tub streams. Anyways, guys, it's gonna wrap it up for this episode of the All Elite Podcast. Thank you guys for watching live. If you're watching live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Periscope, whatever you're watching, thank you for watching. If you're tuning back in on YouTube, thank you so much for watching back. If you are downloading the episode on audio, thank you so much to our audio listeners as well. You guys all mean the absolute world to me and Tiff. And again, I say it every week. I'd be as humble as I can every single week. We love you guys. Honestly, all your support means the absolute world to me and Tiff. And it literally makes us continue doing this podcast. From your likes to your retweets to your follows to hitting the like button here on YouTube, which is important. It's free. All you have to do is hit the like button, and that's all you got to do. You guys, like, all your comments, like, it means the absolute world to me and Tiff. That alone right there is enough for me and Tiff to keep going, is your support. So thank you so much, everyone who has. So that's going to wrap it up, guys, for the All Elite Podcast. My name is Kyle Masters, and I am your self-proclaimed greatest host. And I'm always joined by the dancing Tiffany over here. She is the EVP Giggles, the Heartbreak Chick, the Lady of the Light Tubes, the Queen of the Indies herself. That's Tiffany. We'll see you guys right back here next time. Every single week, guys, Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the All Elite Podcast. Take it easy.